Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You may recognize this voice as one of the hosts of Overtime from time to time here on The Fan, our buddy Ben Standing of The Athletic. Hello, Benjamin. How are you?
I'm in a warm house, so I'm doing better than I was earlier today, but I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you. Let's start. By the way, you said a warm house. Was it cold at practice or something? Were you chilly today?
Oh, I mean, you know, not to be a bit of a wuss, but yeah, the wind chill was legit. And let's just say that the facility, the space that they have us in out there, it's not an actual building. It's like a fancy tent that has like holes where the air comes through. And on a day like today, it was a show. I'll just say that. It
reminds me of, there was one day I remember, I don't know what year it would have been on the beat, where Shanny sent over, there was a guy that used to work for the team, you'll know, named Paul Kelly. And he walks over to us and he says, Mike says you guys can stay out and watch the entire practice today. And it must have been like 11 degrees. I mean, it was the coldest day of the year. He's like, but you got to stay out here and watch practice the whole time if you're going to do it. And so, of course, it became like a test from Shanahan, so we all stayed out there. So before the end of the practice, Kelly had come down with a bunch of big, you know, team-issued coats if we wanted to put them on to stay out there. It's pretty cool. Hey, the defensive end position. Yeah, they lose Chase Young and Montez Sweat, so now they're down to James Smith-Williams, seventh-round pick, one start, 1.5 career sacks. Casey Tuhill, who they claimed off the wire, was like a 27th-round pick with another organization, zero starts, one career sack. Then Bunmi Rotimi, who was a UDFA with 14 defensive snaps to his name, and William Bradley King, who's on the practice squad. Is that it? Am I forgetting someone? Are they going to bring someone in? What is the plan at end with Shaka Toney concussed?
Yeah, they signed Daniel Wise to the 53 earlier. In my sense, when they did that, they were going to give him some run at end, but he's more of a tackle. But yeah, whatever, you can tack him onto the who is this guy. He's really, you know, has no career stats of note List as well. So yeah, it is a wild circumstance. We went from the beginning of the year talking about two guys who thought, you know, with some understanding, that they could challenge the NFL combined sack record, to now having a bunch of guys who have a combined less than three sacks in like one start. Life moves fast. You know, I think what's going to be interesting about this is, you know, Casey Tuhill and Smith-Williams will get probably the most of the run. They will probably, I will imagine, follow the plan, whatever that plan may be for this game against Carolina. And it's going to be interesting to see, combined with John Allen, Deron Payne, and the other tackles, you know, does following the plan work a bit better? Not better, but how does that work versus when you had Chase Young and Montez Sweat, obviously athletically gifted and physical freaks, but obviously they weren't always getting the job done to the way that the defensive coaches wanted it. And it'll be interesting test to see the plan, if executed, versus just talent out there all on the end. So I think that's going to be a really fun test to see what happens. But ultimately, at some point, you got to have talent. And the drop from Chase Young and Montez Sweat to what's out there now is obviously pretty significant.
Ben, everybody that's like in sports always wants to say it's just about this game. And all I want to do is have big picture conversations. Carolina couldn't stand the idea of losing to Washington, so they fired Ron Rivera. Carolina hired somebody else, and they're in year two of their program. Washington hired Ron Rivera. They're in year two of their program. I would rather be Carolina right now than Washington, given where everything is. But this game could go a long way, honestly, just cite, you know, those two teams doing battle to sort of undoing some of that, just in terms of the narrative. I think this is an enormous deal, and everyone just kind of wants to talk about the football game and if, you know, if Brian Burns has a sack or not. I can't help but look at all the major narratives and storylines and backdrops to this thing. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I sort of wrote, well, not sort of, I did write in The Athletic after the Denver game that, you know, I put a fork in me talking about game in, game out now, because it's all big picture, meaning mostly the quarterback situation and the ownership. Now, obviously, they then go ahead and beat Tampa, puts them back in the wild card discussion. So I have to, I guess, sort of put a pin in that thought a little bit, but I'm kind of with you. And also, like, what's really interesting to me about this game from a big picture perspective is that we've spent so much time, a lot of people complaining that Washington was not more aggressive in its pursuit of getting a long-term answer at quarterback this year, even though they did try to get Matthew Stafford. Carolina has been the opposite. They made a big signing last year with Teddy Bridgewater. That didn't work out. This year, they make a big trade for Sam Darnold. That appears to not have worked out. And so it's interesting to see how these two teams have the same issue and how they've gone about it very differently. And from that perspective, like, look, Carolina's defense is actually living up to the hype and then some versus what happened with Washington this year. But they've got the same problems at quarterback. And, you know, I mean, I'm not assuming Cam Newton's going to all of a sudden become some big go-to starter again. But they've given up picks and assets to get there. So it's actually kind of interesting on that front as well. But in terms of this game, you know, if Washington, from the bigger picture perspective, if they win, they're more in the playoff hunt. If they lose, it puts them better in the situation for the draft to hopefully get that quarterback. So it's really interesting, I think, on that front, but also just to see how these two teams have attacked the most important position.
It's a great point. And not to say that going and getting Sam Darnold is the same as, you know, if they would have landed Stafford, but very, very different approaches for sure. Hey, Ben, thank you. We appreciate you, bro.
Guys, appreciate it. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Well, Ben Standard, read his work in The Athletic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.